the beautiful pieces. My dog loved best the garden's cracked leftovers, the split melon spilling the glimmer of seeds to sniff and try on his frantic tongue with the same joy with which he slid his shoulder onto a dead robin, slick and rolling until I caught the full color of it in my lungs. I walked fast from the rot, thinking I should have turned the bird's face to the ground, though it had no face. I should have thrown salt at it, lime, pebbles, earth on its chest, the smell. Like the smallest of ghosts, it would take a bottle of soap to drown and well up from the dog's viscous fur. The death of my father, too, had made itself at home in the bathtub where it laid him. 5 days spreading its smell about the apartment like a new tenant, stalking its claim even after the body was hauled out and I cleaned, whiffing his last embarrassment, the lingering rigor mortis inside what I kept, the smell thriving between the pages of his books, a shadow inside the downy coat. Such pungencies to tell time with. Of newborns, lovers, the sweet, sickly fabrics of the deathbed. The dog granting all of it, forgetting nothing, marking himself with the reek of all of the body's secrets bursting. My dog loved best the smell of death flung somewhere across an acre of pigweed, and scowled when I washed him twice, fanning the smell through the bathroom window and into the trees, I'm tempted to say, like a bird again, because of this way I have, of supposing too much, of this way blood has, of becoming air. My father would think it sentimental and unimportant to think this way, once the smell goes and the dog goes chasing after it, legs kicking in his sleep, and in my own dream comes the bird loosed into the living world on its one good wing, warbling a song made of nothing because I dreamt it, broken because I broke it, and I kept only the beautiful pieces.